Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. I'd love to hear from you. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today we have an interesting question. Can staking a house help it to sell? Did you know that if you Google a Catholic way of selling a house, this is what you get? Some Catholics believe that burying a St. Joseph statue in their yard can help sell their house. This ritual is based on the idea that St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, can influence people's lives, including helping them sell their homes. The ritual involves burying a small statue of St. Joseph upside down in the front yard, facing the house, or away from it, or near the flowers. Some recommend burying the statue at least 12 inches deep, close to the for sale sign, or 2 feet away from it. If you live in a condo, you can bury the statue in a flower pot. After burying the statue, you can say a prayer to St. Joseph, asking him to help you sell your home quickly and easily, and to bring you a good buyer. You can continue praying until your home sells, and then dig up the statue and display it in your new home as a sign of gratitude. Now notice it's called a ritual. Now, a ritual is a sequence of activities involving gestures, words, actions, or revered objects. The whole formula is presented The whole procedure is presented as a formula that ends with keeping the ritual item for your new home. Now, the New Testament unveils idolatry in a similar way. Like, God will do this for you if you follow this exact procedure. So, wouldn't staking a house be the same thing? No. In fact, we often say it's not the stake, because that's just a piece of plastic. It's putting your faith into action, trusting, truly trusting God's word. That's the key. We also say, use our stakes or use your own, because it's not the item that matters. Use wood, use metal, use plastic, use popsicle sticks, use sticky notes. We just have the coolest stakes of all the stakes. Unless your faith is in the ritual, or if the faith is in the stake itself, then you have a problem. This is when God has to do such and such if you do such and such. Then that would be the same sort of talisman or idolatry we were discussing earlier. I see staking a home as a symbolic, prophetic gesture expressing faith in action and your belief that the power of God's eternal word is the difference maker. Big difference. If you pray but say it probably won't help, then it won't help. If you stake and say, well, this probably won't help, then it won't help. Also, it's not a formula. Staking is not a formula. God is not your Santa Claus in the sky. What you are doing is symbolically changing the spiritual deed of the property from your name to God's name, giving it to him. Remember, James 2, 21 and 22 says Abraham's actions made his faith complete. This is a type of action. Here's James 2, 21 and 22. Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. Psalm 127:1 NLT says, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. And finally, consider Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 9, easy to read version. Always remember these commands that I give you today. Be sure to teach them to your children. Talk about these commands when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road. Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your foreheads to help you remember my teachings. Write them on your doorposts and on your gates. You see, the Jews did this. Was it a talisman when they did this? No. With that in mind, here are some stories along that line. Bill, or Bob was his real name, the first guy that was going to commit suicide that I met when this staking thing started, he called me a few months after he had become a Christian and said, you know, I got to thinking, you taught me how to clean up a property. We'd been trying to sell our house for 4 years. It's a nice home, in great shape, updated, and we had a good price on it. And in 4 years, we didn't have a single looker. I didn't mean not a single offer. I mean, nobody would even look at it. He said, I staked the house, and within 2 weeks, I sold it for cash. He said, the word of God is still powerful. I also had a real estate lady from Tennessee call me one day, and she had a home in her possession that was a nice, expensive piece of property, maybe a $2.2 million home or something like that. Been trying to sell it and couldn't, and she discovered that there'd been a murder on that property years ago. And so she knew that murder kind of pollutes the land, and she heard about the stakes with the verses. So she called me, and I advised her just 4 stakes for a normal house. But if it's multiple buildings on a piece of property, you stake each building separately, and then you stake the property as a whole. Put a stake at each direction change of the property line. And the next day she ordered 44 stakes to be able to do that. And right after she staked it, she got a contract offer within 24 hours. Now, it fell through, and she called back and said, is something wrong? And I said, you need to go through the house and make sure you throw away anything that could be dishonorable to God or honor Satan or a foreign God. She said, oh, man, I have a bunch of stuff I've collected from homes we've sold over the years. She had a Buddha statue, and she had paintings that had skulls and things that represented death. And so she decided she would go through all of that because the contract fell through. And so it took her 18 months to go through everything in the attic and in the barn and stuff she collected over the years as a real estate agent. And every time she would find something that was questionable, she would burn it, and she would get a contract offer the very next day, and it would fall through until she finally finished going through all her stuff and got rid of everything that was evil or had a connection potentially to evil. And then she sold the house for $2.5 million. We also had a haunted house. They thought it was a haunted house in Arkansas, and there'd been a young lady murdered in that house as a teenager. And they heard about these stakes with the verses because they had strange things happen in the night in their home. Their college-age daughter was so scared she'd put a pallet at the foot of her parents' bed and slept at the foot of her parents' bed for months and finally just started sleeping at a friend's house. She was so terrified of the things that were going on nightly in this home. It turns out that there were Civil War slaves murdered and buried on the property. And it was under an old barn that was burned down around the slaves. So they heard about the stakes with the verses, and I made arrangements to come up there and help stake it and spend the night at their house with them. And the day I was on the way up there, a medium from another state who they didn't even know called them and said, I know the ghost who lives in your house. It's a girl, and she loves your daughter and loves her makeup and jewelry. Just talk to her like she's there. Her name is Allie. And the mother said, we're not comfortable doing that. And we got a guy coming tomorrow, and we're going to stake out this house with Bible verses on tent stakes. And the medium said, no, 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 don't do that. You'll upset the ghost. You don't want to upset the ghost. You see, ghosts, if we think it's a ghost and it's somebody who used to live there, then we don't cast it out in Jesus' name. But when we realize it's demons pretending to be the ghost of a person who used to live there, then we don't know what to do. We say they have a right to be here, and we don't cast them out in Jesus' name. We staked the house. We cast them out in Jesus' name. We staked the old barn that was burned down where the slaves had been murdered, and we staked the property. Everything was fine after that. You can't make this stuff up. I even have some realtors who buy stakes when a house won't sell and stake the property. And they say it changes the atmosphere, and then the house will sell. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan, especially if you're trying to sell your own house or have a friend trying to sell theirs, might be to stake the house, dedicating it to God and commanding in Jesus' name that anything evil there must leave forever. You might simply pray like this. Lord, I bind and gag any unseen being attached to this property and command in Jesus' name and by his authority and by his blood that they be put in chains and a pit until judgment, and don't let any other evil beings take their place when they're gone. I pray the blood of Jesus on this property. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.